stripes on, and the Cotter Warriors are wearing those blue jerseys with the checkered blue and white on the side. It'll be Caleb Michaels up for the tip against number 11 for Cotter. That is Ryan Benedict, and we are almost set for tip-off. And the tip is up. Cotter wins it. Number 25, that is Braden Adams. He'll shoot a layup. It's no good. Bears get it back, and they will start with their first offensive possession of the game. Braxton Sneed with it. Comes across the timeline. Hands it over to Nicholson. Now over to Messini. Messini with the basketball. 7:43 left to play. Back over to number 34. Now to Nicholson. Nicholson needs some help. He gets it back to Messini. Messini gives it down low to Michaels. He's up for two, and it's good. Caleb Michaels. The three brothers there get their names mixed up. Caleb Michaels with the first 2 points of the ball game for the Bears. Cotter with the basketball now. 23 left on the shot clock. They send it down low to number 24, Isaiah Williams. His shot is no good. Looks like they called a walk on him, and it will be Bear basketball. Bear basketball now as number 34 hands it into, Braxton Sneed hands it into Nicholson. Nicholson across the timeline, back over in the corner to Sneed. Sneed will come along on the baseline, pass it back out to Messini. Messini near the free throw line. His jumper's no good. Vandiver with the rebound, though. Vandiver down low gets it out to Sneed. Sneed still with it, gets it back to Messini. They'll start things over again. Nicholson down low to Vandiver. Almost lost it out of bounds, but Vandiver controlled it, puts it up for two, no good. But Michaels with another offensive rebound. His shot's no good. Vandiver with another offensive rebound, and it will be Bear basketball. Vandiver's down low. Looks like he's in some pain. Vandiver's able to get back to his feet, though. That's good news. So to be Bear basketball here, a wild set of events down there and a couple of Bear offensive rebounds. They've got 35 on the shot clock. We've got 6:42 left in the first quarter. Nicholson will inbound it from the baseline. Nicholson gets it out to Messini. Messini out near the logo. He'll dribble around. He'll get it back out to Nicholson. Nicholson back to Messini. Messini at the top of the key. Messini drives near the free throw line. Nicholson now over to Sneed. Sneed will drive inside, shoot it, and it's good. Braxton Sneed with his first 2 points on the night. Bears have a 4-0 lead over the Warriors right now with 6:20 to go in the first quarter. Cotter Warriors with it now. Number 25, Braden Adams, controls it. Gets it in the corner. Number 33, Cole Tilton. Back over to Adams. Adams gets it down low to 23. David Roger. Roger back out to 25. Braden Adams. He will shoot a shot. It's up and good. And Cotter has their first 2 points of the evening. 4-2 our score. 5:55 to go in the first quarter. Nicholson gets it over to Messini. Messini with the basketball. Gets it over to Nicholson. Back to Messini now. Messini going to drive near the wing. He gives it down low to Vandiver. Almost up and in, but it's no good. And Cotter controls it, brings the rebound down. Number 11 for the Warriors, Ryan Benedict with the basketball. Benedict, near the free throw line, needs some help, picked up his dribble, gave it over to number 25, Braden Adams. Adams with it, gets it over to number 11, Ryan Benedict. Benedict with it, he's going to shoot a mid-range jumper. It's up and good. Ryan Benedict gets his first 2 points on the night. Our score is knotted up at 4. We've got 5:10 left in the first quarter. Messini with the basketball here. Messini gets it over to number 4, Rice Nicholson. Back over to Messini. Messini outside the three-point line. Gives it down low to Sneed. Sneed back outside to Nicholson. He's going to pop a three. It's no good. Vandiver tried to save it and keep it in bounds, but that's no good. And it will be Cotter basketball. So Cotter basketball. Roger will inbound it here to number 25, Braden Adams. He brings it across the timeline, down to 4:50 left to go here in the first quarter. Adams with it still. Adams at the top of the key. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Gives it over to number 11. Number 11, Ryan Benedict. And he handed it down low to number 23, David Roger. He was in a little bit of a scuffle with it with Vandiver. Vandiver able to get it off of him and roll it out of bounds, so it'll be Bear basketball. Nicholson inbounds it to Messini. Messini taking it slowly across the timeline. 4:30 left to go in the first quarter. Braxton Sneed with the basketball. Sneed gets it over to Vandiver. Vandiver back to Sneed. Sneed thought about popping that three. Gives it to Messini, who will. It's up and good. Aiden Messini with 3 points on the night so far. That's a big three to put the Bears ahead by three. 7-4 our score. Number 25, that's Braden Adams with it for Cotter, and it's going to roll out of bounds and be Bear basketball. That will be Bear basketball, and Nicholson will inbound it here for the Bears. We got a sub coming in. Number two for the Warriors, William Morris, will check in for number five, C.J. Hoskins. And Nicholson gets the inbound to Matheny. So Matheny with the basketball here. He comes across timeline, half court. 4 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Matheny gets it over to Sneed. Sneed needs some help. Trapped up near the top of the court. He gets his ball back. Sneed needs some help, though. Sneed's pass deflected. It's taken away by number 23, David Roger, and the Bears are going to foul him. So David Roger had the basketball, and then he was fouled by number 34, Braxton Sneed. That will be his first foul of the evening. So Braxton Sneed commits the first foul, and it's back to Cotter basketball. The number two, William Morris, will control it here near the logo. Number two gets it over to Braden Adams, 25. Adams with it here. Adams has stopped the key, passed it over to number 11, Ryan Benedict. Benedict down low. He puts up a miss. It was layup. He jumped pretty far for that one. Benedict has his fourth point on the night. So here comes Rice Nicholson. He comes across the timeline, gets it over to Sneed. Sneed with it here up toward the mid-floor line. Gets it to Nicholson in the corner. Nicholson's going to need some help here, guarded really well by Morris. Nicholson gets it down low to Michaels. Michaels is going to need some help here. They're trapping him down low. And Nicholson, Cotter about took the ball away, but Nicholson was able to jump in there and get 2 points. A good job by him. And Rice has got his first 2 points on the night. 9-6 our score. It's Cotter basketball. 2:50 left to go in the first half. Number 25, Braden Adams with it here. Adams is going to drive down low himself and put up a basket, and it is good. So Adams has got 4 points here. It's back to a 9-8 ball game. Bears still lead it by one, and they've got the basketball. Matheny gets it over to Nicholson at the free throw line. He's got to put up a jumper. It's up and good. Nicholson warmed up pretty quick, got his fourth point in under a minute here, and it's back to being Cotter basketball. Number 11 is going to pop up a three, and it didn't hit the rim. It's going to go out of bounds off the hands of Cotter, and it will be Bear basketball. Got a sub coming in. Matheny will take his seat on the bench. Number 12, that is Colton Boddy, comes in the game for the Bears. And the Bears had it here. Braxton Sneed tried to pass it over to Boddy. He wasn't ready for that pass, and it'll be a turnover for the Bears, and it will be Warrior basketball. William Morris will control it for the Warriors. He'll come across the half-court line and set up his offense. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Morris with it here. Morris gets it over to Benedict. Benedict guarded by Nicholson. Benedict still with it. He comes to the free throw line, puts up a jumper. It's contested, no good. And the Bears pull down the rebound. Gavin Vandiver with it. A minute 45 left to go here in the first quarter. 28 seconds on the shot clock. Sneed comes across the timeline. Gives it over to Colton Boddy. Boddy gets it over to Nicholson. Nicholson at the top of the key. He's going to drive inside. And they're going to call the foul. Nicholson drove inside, made the layup, and they're going to call a foul. So he'll have a shot at a three-point play. Rice Nicholson really warming up for the Bears. Got his sixth point now, and he's got the chance to make it the seventh point here. They call that foul on number two, William Morris. That's his first of the game. Nicholson's free throw is up and good, and the Bears lead it 13-8. We've got a timeout on the floor taken by the Bears. We'll take it with them back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Mammoth Springs School District, we believe in winning both on the basketball court and in the classroom. From our dedicated teachers to our innovative programs, we're proud to prepare our students for a brighter future. With our focus on individual growth, we provide the personal attention every student deserves to succeed. Whether it's academics, athletics, or the arts, we're committed to helping our students achieve their full potential. Remember, as we cheer on the Bears this season, greatness starts here. Mammoth Springs School District, empowering today, inspiring tomorrow. Go Bears!
And back here at the 2A2 District Tournament, Tuckerman High School, it will be Cotter basketball coming out of the timeout. And number two, William Morris, will control it here for the Warriors. We've got a minute 30 left in this first quarter. A good ball game so far, 14-8, Bears leading it by six here. So number two, that is Morris, still got it here. He hands it off to number 11, Benedict. Benedict gets it down low to number 33. That's Tilton. Hilton's going to control it here. Over to number 13, Colby Woods. Now over to number 23, David Roger. Roger gets it back to Tilton. His shot is up and good. He's got his first 2 points on the evening. And the Bears will control it here and set up their offense. 1 minute to go as Sneed comes across the timeline. Sneed gets it over to number 12. That's Boddy. He passed it down low to Michaels, who just about missed his pass, but he was able to control it. Vandiver now with it. Gets it over to Nicholson. Nicholson out near the logo. Nicholson gets it over to Boddy. Boddy trapped. He needs some help here. Picks up his dribble. Gets it over to Michaels. Michaels out toward the logo. Gives it to Nicholson, who's going to pop a three. His shot's no good. But Boddy's able to get the offensive rebound. He puts it back up and in for the Bears. Colton Boddy with his first two. So with 27 seconds left to go, the shot clock's off, and the Warriors have possession. Number two, that is Morris, will control it here for the Warriors, guarded by Vandiver. Morris with it. He hands it off to number 13. That's Woods. Woods with it. Down near the block, he tried to pass it out back to Morris, but his pass was way too high. It'll go out of bounds, be a turnover. Bear basketball with 10.2 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. Sneed gets it in. Nicholson back to Sneed. 8 seconds left to go. Sneed with it. 6 seconds now. He's going to try to drive inside. Puts up a shot, and it's up and good. And there's 2 seconds left here in the quarter. And they're going to go ahead and let time expire. And that was Sneed that got the 2 points there to put the Bears ahead by 8 at the end of the first quarter. We'll take a one-minute timeout. Back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, and Mountain View, has a degree plan just for you. Surgical technology, nursing, automotive, and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, precision machining, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the technical center in Ash Flat and our welding center in Mountain View, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. At Ozarka, students matter, and your education is affordable. Ozarka College, life-changing.
And back here at the Tuckerman High School, underway in the second quarter, Bears with the basketball. Nicholson's got it over toward the wing. Nicholson gets it over to Vandiver. Vandiver back to Nicholson, over to Sneed in the corner. Sneed's going to drive along the baseline, gets his pass tipped away, and it is Cotter basketball now. Number 23 was in there for the tip. That's Roger, and he will maintain possession here. Roger gets it over to number 13. That's Woods. Woods still with the basketball. Woods tried to get it down low to number 33, Cole Tilton. Almost got it knocked away, but they were able to obtain possession and keep it with them. Number 23 back with it. Roger, he's down near the block. Roger gets it out to number 11, but it was taken away by Boddy. Boddy's got it here. Boddy across the timeline gets it over to Sneed. Sneed will set up his offense. 7:06 to go in the first half. Sneed gets it over to Michaels, now to Nicholson. Nicholson gets it down low to Michaels, and Michaels is going to go in for the layup. It's up and good. Caleb Michaels has done pretty well so far, his fourth point on the night. And that gives the Bears a 10-point lead over the Warriors, 20-10, our score. So Cotter has the basketball here. Roger with it. Roger gets it over to number 33, Tilton. Tilton gets it down low to number 23 again, Roger. Roger's going to pass it back out to, I believe that's number 2, Morris. His shot is no good, but they get an offensive rebound. Number 23, David Roger back with it. Mid-range jumper up to end good. Roger, with his first 2 points on the night, brings the deficit back to 8 for the Warriors. Bears have an 8-point lead, 20-12 our score. 6:15 left to play in the first half. Sneed over to Nicholson, back to Sneed now. They're across the time mark. Sneed is going to almost had an alley-oop to Gavin Vandiver. Just a little bit too late of a pass, and it's Cotter basketball now. Morris has it here. He's down low, needs some help, gets it out to number 23. That's Roger with it. Roger with the basketball. He picks up his dribble, needs some help. He tried to pass it down low to number 13, who will get possession and go up and score 2. number 34 for the Bears. Snead almost got in there and took it away from him. Snead with the basketball now. Comes across the timeline, over to Boddy. Boddy gets it over to Nicholson. Nicholson has stopped the key, passed it back to Boddy, who's going to pop a three. It's good. Colton Boddy pops a three for his fifth point on the evening, and the Bears back to a 23-14 lead, lead by nine with 5:20 left to go here in the first half. So a good ball game so far, lots of offense by both teams. Morris with it here. Morris gets it up to number 11, Benedict, who's going to go down low. His shot off the glass is no good, but his teammate, number 23, Roger, comes in, gets the offensive rebound. He's back up and two, back up for two, and it's good. 4:58 left to go here in the first half. Gets it to Boddy. Boddy gets it over to Braxton Snead. Snead going to dribble around for a minute, almost loses the dribble, but he gets it back together. He's going to drive down low, mid-range jump shot, up and good. Braxton Snead counting his 6 points tonight, and the Bears have extended it to 25-16, back to a 9-point lead now. Carter with the basketball. They're in the corner and needs some help. Number 33, that's Chilton. Got it. He's down toward the block. Passes it outside to Morris, who's going to pop a three, and it's good. Morris with a big three here in the second quarter, and it's a 25-19 ball game now. 6-point lead for the Bears. They've got the ball. Nicholson gets it over to Michaels. Michaels gives it to Boddy. He's going to set up the offense here for the Bears. Snead gets it over to Vandiver, back to Snead. Snead's going to hand it to Boddy, and that's an offensive foul called on the Bears. I believe they're going to tag Gavin Vandiver with that one as an illegal screen, and that will be a turnover, and the Warriors will retain possession. Or regain possession, I should say. We've got 4 minutes to go here in the first half, 25-19. Still our score, Cotter basketball now. Braden Adams comes across the timeline. Adams with it at stop the key. He's picked up by Vandiver. Adams hands it off to number 11, Benedict, and it's taken away by Matheny. Matheny running the full length of the court. His shot up no good, but he's fouled and will head to the free throw line for two chances at two more points. They call that foul on number 11. That is Ryan Benedict, his first foul of the evening. And that foul for Vandiver earlier, the offensive foul, that was also his first foul of the evening. So Matheny at the free throw line. He's got a chance for 2 points here. He misses his first, and he's got one more on the way. Good ball game so far here in Tuckerman. Bears lead it by six. Matheny has a chance to make it seven, and he does with that free throw. Matheny with his 4th point tonight. 3:44 left to play here in the first half. Adams brings it up the floor for the Warriors. Adams has stopped the key now. Passed it down low to number 23, Roger. His layup up and good. 26-21 score here. Mammoth Spring leads it by five. They've got the basketball as Matheny comes across the time stripe. Matheny gets it over to Snead, and Snead has it taken away by number 25. Adams going to run the length of the floor. His layup no good. Gets his own rebound. He puts it back up and in. A good play there by Adams to run the length of the floor. He missed his layup, but got his own rebound, put it back up, and in. The Bear basketball here, it's Boddy with it. He's near the three-point line, gets it back out to Snead, who's at the logo. Snead now top the key. He drives near the free throw line, back out to Boddy in the corner for three. It's up and no good. Vandiver's going to pull down the rebound, and they're still on the floor for it here. And I think they're going to end up calling a jump ball on this. And it looks like Cotter will get the basketball. So the Bears almost had an offensive rebound there. Could have had the chance at the basketball, but gets in there tied up with Cotter. They call a jump ball. Got a sub coming in here for the Warriors. Isaiah Jackson, will enter the ballgame for number 13, Colby Woods. And it'll be Cotter basketball. Number 3, Isaiah Jackson will bring it up the floor here for the Warriors. He passed it over to number 13, Colby Woods. Woods with it. Woods gets it back over to Jackson. Jackson over to Adams. And we've got a traveling violation called on the Warriors. That's a turnover. And it'll be Bear basketball with 2:33 left to play here in the first half. So Bear basketball here. Nicholson looks like he's ready to pass it in. And he gives it in to Snead. Snead will bring it up the floor here. Clock rolling. Got 2.5 minutes left. Neen across the timeline. Neen gets it over to Matheny. Matheny with it here. Gets it back to Nicholson. Nicholson at the top of the key. Thought about popping a three, but he gives it back to Matheny, who will pop that three, and it's up and good. Matheny with his second three of the night. And the Bears have extended it back to a six-point lead. 29-23, your score. Cotter basketball now. They drove the end of the floor and tried to get a layup, but now it's back in the Bears' possession. So Sneed with it here. A minute 52 left to play in the first half. Sneed gets it over to Matheny. Back to Sneed now. Sneed going to skip it down to the corner to Nicholson. He about lost it but regained it and gets it back to Vandiver. Vandiver shot a mid-range jumper, I guess you could call it. He didn't get it but got his own rebound. Now back out to Nicholson. Sneed has it now. Sneed with the basketball. Sneed at the top of the key. Minute half left to play. Sneed going to pop a mid-range jumper as well. His shot no good. And Vandiver's going to get called for jumping over the Warriors' back. I think it was number 24. But Vandiver going to pick up his second foul of the night. So Vandiver with two fouls tonight. He's going to take a seat for just a little bit. And it looks like we've got Boddy back in the game here. Cotter basketball, though, number three with it, Isaiah Jackson. Jackson at the top of the key, thought about shooting a three, and he's going to control it himself. He gets it over to number 13, Woods. And Woods is going to run some time out, it looks like, here. Woods now gets it over to number 24, Williams. Williams is going to pop it down low to Roger. Back to Williams, up for two, and it's good. Williams has got his first 2 points of the night, and that brings the deficit back to four, 29-25 our score, 55 seconds left to play before halftime. Nicholson with it, gave it to Michaels. He had it popped out of his hands, off the hands, out of bounds, off the Warriors. And it's Bear basketball. 24 seconds to go here on the shot clock. 50 seconds left in the second quarter. Boddy going to give it all the way out to Matheny near the logo. Matheny runs down low, lost it out of bounds. And they're going to say it went off the hands of the Warriors. So Bears will keep it down on their end of the floor. I think the Bears might have got lucky there on that one. We'll take it. Boddy gets it out to Nicholson. Nicholson with it here near the timeline. Gets it over to Matheny. Matheny with it back over to Boddy. Boddy has stopped the key over to Nicholson. Nicholson over to Matheny. They got 6 seconds left on the time clock or on the shot clock. And then it went way over midcourt on a bad pass. It'll be Warrior basketball. The Warrior basketball with 30.2 seconds left to go in the first half. They've got the shot clock off. And they can run out the clock if they so choose with this possession. Number three, that is Isaiah Jackson, controls it at midfloor for the Warriors. Looks like they're going to want to take the last shot here before halftime. Jackson with it here. He's guarded by Sneed. 10 seconds left to go. Jackson still with the basketball. He picks up his dribble now over to number 23, Roger. Roger going to drive down low. 4 seconds left to go. His layup is up and good. And they're going to get it into Sneed, who will try to get a last-second shot off, but it's no good. And that will bring them back to a two-point deficit at the half, 29-27 our score. Boy, what a first half we've had so far. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll have some first-half stats on the Ecom Sports Network.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
Your home is where your memories live. It's where you laugh and where you love. We understand the importance of the valuables under your roof, tangible and intangible alike. So no matter what's around the corner, we'll be there, offering you and your family the support that's made Farm Bureau Insurance a trusted name for over 70 years. You deserve more. You deserve a promise. Visit AFBIC.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
What put you in such a good mood?
Well, you know how competitive the couple next door is?
Yeah.
Well, he saw our flooring installers pull away yesterday and started bragging about their new floors. Get this, they chose laminate flooring instead of wood. He said they saved a bundle. I just smiled. It's a false savings. They're going to have to replace those floors in 7 to 10 years. Our wood floors will last a lifetime, and when we sell our house, we'll get more and sell faster.
Choosewood.com.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
And welcome back here to the Tuckerman High School, host of the 2A2 District Tournament. Folks, we've got a good game and a good second half in store. You will not want to go away. 29-27, our score at halftime. The Mammoth Spring Bears with a 2-point lead over the Warriors of Cotter around the Mountain Home area. Again, got a good ball game so far. The Bears had a 9-10 point lead there about toward the end of the first quarter, start of the second quarter. And Cotter was able to erode that and bring them back within 2 at halftime with a last-second shot put up by David Roger. And, again, folks, a good ball game here at the 2A2 District Tournament, which it should be a good game. It's a winner-go-home game. The loser of this game sees it as over. The winner will advance in the district tournament and punch their ticket to the 2A2 Regional Tournament. So, again, we are here at halftime, 29-27 our score. Let's go over some halftime stats. Number 34, Braxton Steed for the Bears. Rice Nicholson will lead everything off with the leading score point. Him and Matheny both have 7. Braxton Steed has 6. Colton Boddy for the Bears with 5. And Caleb Michaels with 4. And then over on the Cotter Warriors side of things, let's see here. It looks like David Roger leads all scorers on their side with 8 points. Braden Adams has got 6. Ryan Benedict has got 4. William Morris has 3. Colby Woods and Cole Tilton have 2, and that will make up the 27 points on the Cotter side of the scoreboard. So we're at 6:20 left here at halftime. A good game so far here in the 2A2 District Tournament at Tuckerman. We want to say thanks to some of our Bear sponsors helping us bring the basketball game to you tonight from Tuckerman. FNBC Community Bankers, Ozarka College, Mammoth Springs School District, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, Bank of Salem, Arkansas Farm Bureau agent Seth Godwin, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC of West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare, Monarch Realty and Sayre Willow Springs in West Plains, Solomon Cornelius Broker, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Again, 29-27 our score here at halftime. We'll take another 2-minute timeout and be back with more.
Selling the American dream.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty! Monarch Realty!
Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
At Mammoth Spring, we offer unique programs that can help us grow and prepare for the future, whether it's in the classroom, on the field, or in the arts.
It's not just about what we learn. It's about who we are, a community.
We're more than just a school. We're a place where every student can thrive.
There's something for everyone at Mammoth Spring.
If you're looking for a change in your child's education, make Mammoth Spring your school of choice.
Apply by May 1st. Visit mammothspringschools.com for more information.
Mammoth Spring School District is an equal opportunity provider.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
And welcome back here to Tuckerman High School, host of the 2A2 District Tournament. And we've got a good second half in store, folks. 3:24 left here in halftime. Bears have retaken the floor. Coach Cooper pretty happy with the Bears' performance so far, getting them warmed up out here at the midcourt line. So, again, 3:14 left until we get the second half underway. 29-27 our score, the Bears with a two-point lead at the halftime mark. Again, a good game so far, and we've seen some really good games so far here today. Cedar Ridge just knocked off number 6 Cotter. They were the number 7 seed in the game just before us. And let me tell you, folks, it was a really good game. It came down to the wire. Now, if you have been looking at the brackets and see, you know, Monday marked on there, they have actually moved these games up. Not sure if you're aware, multiple people have been sharing it on Facebook, but the chance of snow for our area is pretty high Tuesday night into Wednesday. So they moved the games up in the district tournament as a chance to try and, you know, get these games done before the snow comes in, because obviously it's district games, they have to be played. So whether it snows or not, these games are going to have to finish out, and that's why they have moved this game that was originally scheduled for Monday up to Saturday where we're at today. Again, at the halftime mark, 29-27 our score. Bears lead it by 2. We've got 2:15 left here in the halftime break. The Warriors have just retaken the floor on their end to get some shots up before the next half starts. We're going to take another 2-minute timeout. When we return, we'll have your second half on the Ecom Sports Network.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
At Southern Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, you aren't just a number on the scoreboard. With 1.3 million insured, we have a long history of making good plays. That's why, game day and every day, make us your friends for life. Contact your local Farm Bureau agent for more information or visit us at www.sfbli.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
It's time to play Timber Trivia. True or false, real wood floors last 100 years or more. If you said true, good for you. Laminate flooring fumbles in the first quarter. True or false, your home sells much faster with real wood floors than with fake wood or carpeting. True. True or false, bamboo flooring makes sense. No way, sports fans. Bamboo is a grass. Turf belongs on the field. For flooring, say timber. Visit choosewood.com.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
And welcome back here to the Tuckerman High School, host of the 2A2 District Tournament. Bears start the second half here, and we are underway. And Matheny has it at the top of the key. Matheny will drive inside. He puts a shot up for 2, no good. Sneed's going to get the offensive rebound over to Michaels. His shot no good, but he's fouled and will head to the line for 2. They're going to call that foul on Cotter's number 23. That will be his first foul on the evening. And Michaels will take the free throw line here. His first shot is up and no good off the front of the rim. He's got a chance at one more here. 29-27 our score as we are just underway here in the second half. Michaels at the free throw line for 2, missed his first. Here's his second one on the way. It's up and good. Caleb Michaels has had a few this evening. He's done well so far, and he picks one more up from the free throw line. It's Cotter basketball now, number 25 with it, Adams. Adams has got it. He gives it over to number 13, Colby Woods. Woods with it here. Woods out near the logo, now down to 23, David Roger. Roger back out north the free throw line, and he gives it down low to number 24, Williams, who gets it taken away by a bad pass from, Williams with the bad pass. Nicholson will take that one away for the Bears, and it's Bear basketball. Sneed has it here. Sneed gets it over to Michaels near the free throw line. Now to Nicholson. Thought about the three. He's going to step inside the three-point line. His mid-range jumper, no good. Cotter will pull it down and have the basketball. Cotter, number 11, Ryan Benedict has it here. He's going to try to drive down inside. I thought he was going to put up a shot there, but he gets it back out to number 25. Braden Adams with it. Adams gets it over to Woods. Woods at the logo. Now over to Williams. Williams back to Adams. And they're going to set up their play again. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. He gets it over to Benedict. Benedict outside the three-point line near the wing on the left side. Gets it taken away by Nicholson. Nicholson with the steal there. He gets it to Sneed, and Sneed will control it here for the Bears. A three-point lead for Mammoth Spring, 30-27 our score. Sneed with the basketball at the top of the key. Sneed gets it down to Vandiver, who's going to go up for two. His shot no good, but he's fouled and will head to the free throw line. They're going to call that foul on Cotter's number two, William Morris, who has his second foul of the night tonight. And Vandiver's first free throw up on the way. It's off the back of the glass. No good. Got one more coming. Excuse me. They called that foul on number 13, Colby Woods. That's his first foul of the evening. Vandiver's second free throw is up on the way, and it's good. Cotter basketball now, number 25 with it here. He gets it down to Williams. Back at 25, Braden Adams. Adams can set up the offense here for the Warriors. Adams gets it over to number 23, Roger. Roger outside with it, guarded by Messini down near the wing. Now he's going to drive inside, thought about shooting it, gets it to Williams. His shot, his layup on the way up and good. Williams with his fourth point tonight, and that brings him within 2 points of the Bears again, 31-29 our score. Sneed across the timeline at the top of the key. Sneed gets it over to Nicholson, now to Michaels. Michaels out toward the wing, gets it down in the corner to Messini. Messini at the wing, gets it to Michaels, now to Nicholson. Nicholson at the top of the key, back to Messini. Messini going to dribble toward the top of the key, picks up his dribble near the free throw line. Now over to Sneed, who's going to pop a three. It's no good. Vandiver pulls down the offensive rebound. His shot no good. Gets his own rebound, puts it back up, and it's no good. Number 24 for Cotter Williams will pull down the rebound. Vandiver fouled him on the way down, and that's going to be Vandiver's third. Colton Boddy will enter the ball game here. Vandiver now with three. He's going to have to be careful for the rest of the game. And Cotter's got the basketball. 5:11 left to go here in the third quarter. Number 25 with it. That's Braden Adams. Adams gets it over to Roger. Roger back to Williams. Williams now back over to Adams. Adams is going to drive inside. His layup no good, but he's fouled and will head to the line. He's got a chance to tie this game up for the Warriors. They call that foul on Caleb Michaels. That's going to be his first of the game. And again, it's Adams at the free throw line for two here. Adams' first free throw up on the way. It's no good. Adams got the chance to make this at least a one-point ball game here with this next free throw. 4:59 left to play in the third quarter. Adams shot up on the way. It's no good off the rim, but they get the offensive rebound. Williams pulls it down, but it's taken away by Rice Nicholson. What a play by Rice to get in there and take the basketball away. Boddy back to Nicholson with the basketball now. Nicholson across the time stripe. Nicholson gets it over to Sneed. 4:45 left to play in the third quarter. Sneed's going to pass it down low over to Michaels. His pass is knocked away, but it's going to be off the hands of Cotter as it rolled out of bounds. It's going to be back to Bear basketball here. Bear basketball on their end on the baseline. Boddy's going to inbound it here. He gets it all the way out to Messini. Messini over to Nicholson now. Mickelson's going to set up the offense for the Bears. 13 seconds left on the shot clock. Gets it over to Messini. Messini back out to Nicholson. Thought about popping the three. He's going to drive inside, but he travels down low. That's going to be a turnover. It will be Cotter basketball. 31-29 our score. 2-point lead for the Bears. Cotter with a chance to tie it up here. 4:24 left to go in the third quarter. Adams has got the basketball. Adams gets it over to number 23, Roger. Roger at the free throw line, drives inside, now gets it over to Williams. Williams shot no good, and Michaels had the rebound. He was able to get it away to Sneed before they could take it away, and it's going to be back to Bear basketball. Again, 31-29 our score, 4 minutes to play now in the third quarter. Messini with it. Messini gets it over to Boddy. Boddy will get it down low to Michaels. A bad pass, but Michaels able to control it. His shot is no good down low, a layup, but he was fouled on the way up, and he will get two at the free throw line. I believe they're going to call that foul on number 23, Roger, David Roger, for the Cotter Warriors. And again, Michaels at the stripe for two. His first one's up and good. He'll have another one coming here. And Cotter's going to call a timeout. We'll take it with him. Back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
And welcome back here to the Tuckerman High School, host of the 2A2 District Tournament. And I did want to clear something up. Someone texted me, and thankfully they did to correct me. So for the Bears to punch their ticket to the regional tournament, they're going to have to win one more game here at the 2A2 District Tournament. So for them to punch their ticket to regionals, they'll have to win this game, and then they will have to win the next game, which let me look at my bracket real quick. They will have to beat number 3 Tuckerman here on their home floor to punch their ticket to the regional tournament. So that will be pretty difficult for the Cats to do, but they've got to win this one here against the Warriors, and it's a close game. 32-29 as we resume from the timeout. Michael's back at the free throw line for one more here. And got a chance to stretch it out to a 4-point lead. Michael's dribbling at the free throw line. His second shot up on the way, and it is. It rims out, no good. And they're going to say he tried to get his own free throw rebound, and he came across the line too quick. So 32-29 remains our score, 3:50 left to go in the third quarter. Number 13, Colby Woods with it here. Boddy almost tried to take it away from him, but he kept it. And they get it down to Williams now. Williams. And his shot is up for two, and it's good. Williams down low with the layup. It's up and good. And the Bears still have a one-point lead, but Cotter is getting warm down low. Sneed with the basketball. Sneed hands it off to Nicholson. They've been across the timeline for just a second here. Gets it back to Sneed. Sneed skips it across, tried to snip it across the Boddy, and his pass is taken away by number 25, Braden Adams. Adams for the Warriors, up near the logo, going to set up his offense. Adams gets it over to number 13, Woods. Woods at the top of the key, now gets it down low to Williams at the block. Williams with it here. He needs some help. He gets it back to number 13, Woods. Woods going to shoot a mid-range jumper. It's no good. Messini and number 23, Roger, tried to fight for it, and they're going to say it went off the hands of the Bears, and it will be Cotter basketball. 32-31 our score. Cotter with it here, a chance to take their lead. I believe that would be the first lead of the second half for them. Warriors passing it in here. They need to get it into somebody. They finally get it into Benedict. Benedict gets it over to Woods, now over to number 23, Roger. Roger drives inside, picks up his dribble. He's near the mid or the mid mark between mid four or the stripe down low, but they're going to retain possession after a bad shot. Number 25 with it here. Braden Adams down low. Adams needs some help. He's going to go ahead and put up a shot. It's up for two, and it's good. A big score there by the Warriors. They've taken the lead now. 33-32 our score. 2:24 left to play here in the third quarter. Sneed going to drive it all the way down low. He puts up a shot. It's no good, but he's fouled and will head to the free throw line for a chance at two and to retake the Bears' lead. They call that foul on number 23, David Roger, for the Cotter Warriors, And the Bears will send all four of their teammates on the other end of the floor. So it's just Braxton Steed down here shooting. His first free throw is up and good. Sneed with a good night tonight so far. That was his seventh point. Got a chance to make it eight right here. Shot on the way. It's good. The Bears back up 34-33. A good game so far. 220 left to play here in the third quarter. Cotter with the basketball. Adams with it. Adams outside, going to drive inside. Now passes it off to number 13, Woods. Woods gets it down low to Williams. Williams picks up his dribble. Now back out to Roger. Roger going to drive down low. This shot no good, but he will be fouled and will head to the free throw line. Two shots for Roger from the free throw line after he was fouled by number 22 for the Bears, Caleb Michael. Caleb with his second foul of the game. Going to have to be a little bit more cautious here. And number 23, Roger, gets a free throw. His first free throw was good. Got a second one coming here. With the basketball at the free throw line. 2:01 left to play in the third quarter. Roger's second free throw up and good. Roger with quite the game tonight. That's his 10th point. And Bears back with the basketball now. Bears up by one, 35-34. Nicholson gets it over to Matheny at the top of the key. Matheny back to Nicholson in the corner, almost wide open for three. But he gets it across the body. Now down low to Sneed. Sneed's going to go up for two. He'll be fouled. And he will head to the free throw line for another two free throws. So a good job by Sneed down low to get another shot up for two. He was fouled down low, and so he's going to get two more shots. A minute 43 left here in the third quarter. Sneed's first one up on the way, and it's good. Braxton Sneed got one more coming from the line here. Sneed's second free throw up on the way. It's no good off the front of the rim, and the Warriors will obtain possession here. Number 11 with it, Ryan Benedict. Benedict at the top of the key. Benedict gets it over to number 25, Adams. Adams going to pop a three. It's off the front of the rim. No good. Michaels controls the rebound for Mammoth, and he gets it up to Matheny across the timeline. Bears going to push. Now they're going to slow it back down. Matheny over to Sneed. Sneed back to Matheny. Matheny going to slow things down here, set up the offense for the Bears. Body just outside, thought about popping the three. He steps back inside and then pops it back over to Matheny. Back to Body, who had his pass deflected out of bounds, and it's going to be off Body out of bounds, or so the referee says, and it's going to be Warrior basketball. So Warrior basketball here, as they have a one-point lead, 35-34 our score, and we're under a minute to play in the third quarter. Folks, don't go away. A good ball game in store here for sure. A good finish, at least. Been a good ball game so far. Number 11, Ryan Benedict with it here. Benedict gets it over to number 25. That's Adams, who's going to drive inside. His shot called off. A foul on the floor, and Cotter will retain possession. They call that foul on Braxton Steed. That is Braxton's second foul of the game. Again, going to have to be a little bit cautious here, but not too bad with the third quarter. Cotter going to inbound it here. They inbound it to number 23, Roger. Roger out near the wing, gets it back over to Woods. Woods with it here. Woods going to drive down near the wing, gets it over, tried to pass it to number 11, Benedict, and it's going to roll out of bounds off the hands of the Warriors. It's going to be Bear basketball. So Bear basketball, 35.9 seconds and rolling here in the 2A2 district tournament first round of ball games here tonight. Matheny with it. Matheny at the top of the key over to Nicholson. 26 seconds left to go. His three is up and good. Rice Nicholson with a big three in the late part of the third quarter. And now the Warriors, there's about a second differential between the shot clock and game clock here. Down to 12 seconds now. They're going to try to probably run out this clock. 8 seconds left to go here. Down to four now. Down to three. Number 25, Adams, shot at the horn is no good. And the Bears will take a two-point lead into the third quarter timeout. Again, Bears 37, Cotter 35. We're back with your fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student-athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
At Mammoth Springs School District, we believe in winning both on the basketball court and in the classroom. From our dedicated teachers to our innovative programs, we're proud to prepare our students for a brighter future. With our focus on individual growth, we provide the personal attention every student deserves to succeed. Whether it's academics, athletics, or the arts, we're committed to helping our students achieve their full potential. Remember, as we cheer on the Bears this season, greatness starts here. Mammoth Springs School District, empowering today, inspiring tomorrow. Go Bears!
And back here at the Tuckerman High School, host of the 2A2 District Tournament, we've got a good fourth quarter here in store. Cotter basketball to start things off. Bears lead it by 2, 37-35, and we are underway. The Tuckerman gym getting pretty loud. Bears fans, Warriors fans, getting pretty worked up here in the fourth quarter. Rightfully so. Williams with it here for Cotter. 20 seconds left on the shot clock. He's going to get it off to number 13, Colby Woods. His layup up for two is good. And we are knotted up at 37 here in the fourth quarter. 7:35 left to play. Sneed with the basketball. Sneed across the timeline. Sneed picks up his dribble at the logo and needs some help. Sneed got it over to Michaels, but it's going to roll out of bounds off his hands. And it is going to be Warrior basketball. They've got a chance to take the lead here. Warriors going to get it into Woods. Woods will come across the timeline. Woods, 7:23 to play. Gets it to Williams. Williams back to Woods. Now over to Adams. Adams guarded by Vandiver. Picks up his dribble. He rolls it out of bounds. Good defense there by Vandiver. And it's going to be Bear basketball. Got a sub coming in here. Adams is going to check out. Morris will check in for the Warriors. And it's Bear basketball. Matheny gets it in from Nicholson. Matheny passed it back up to Nicholson across the time mark, and Nicholson's going to be fouled. Number 23, I think, is going to be committing his fourth foul. He's going to have to be real careful. See who they called on here. That's on number 23, David Roger. That'll go down as his fourth foul. Going to have to be really careful here. Bears inbound it from the side of the floor. They get it into Sneed. Sneed's going to drive it all the way inside. His shot is going to roll out. It's no good. Cotter gets the rebound. So almost a good attempt there by Sneed, just could not complete the layup there, but a good job anyway. Warriors with the basketball, knotted up at 37. Number 11, Ryan Benedict's going to drive straight inside. His shot up for two and good. 39-37 our score. Bears in a hurry. Nicholson with it now. Nicholson across the timeline. Nicholson double-teamed. He needs some help. It's off the hands of the Warriors, but Williams is able to control it. Now the Bears get it back. Another turnover there for the Bears, and then a turnover there for the Warriors, and now the Bears have it, and Houston Cooper wants a timeout. And the Bears trailing by two here, 39-37 our score. Getting pretty heated here in Tuckerman. We'll keep it right here. A good game so far, a 30-second timeout call. While we have this timeout here, that gives us just a second to thank some of your Bears sponsors helping you bring them or helping us bring the game to you tonight. That includes the Clary Funeral Home in Thayer and Alton, Forschler's in Thayer and Ash Flat, Big D's Barbecue and Catering in Thayer, Dustin Walters. Farm Bureau agent Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton. Legacy Auto Body and Towing is Thayer and the Thayer Walmart. Just some of the folks helping bring you Bear basketball on the radio tonight. So, man, what a game this has been, let alone the fourth quarter. It has been back-to-back scores, back-to-back turnovers, but the Bears have it here. 39-37 our score. Cotter leads it by two. Matheny out near the logo with it. Matheny gets it over to Sneed. Sneed out near the wing. He's going to drive along the baseline now. Passes it. I think he thought Nicholson was there waiting for him, but he had a bad pass. And number 11, Benedict, is going to take it up for two, and it's good. So a bad pass there by Sneed. He thought he had somebody waiting for his pass, and they just weren't there. And then Benedict grabbed it and went. Matheny's going to go down low. He had it, drove down low. His shot was no good, but he's fouled and will head to the free throw line for two. What a game. Matheny will head to the free throw line. Two shots here. That foul is called on number 24, Williams. That's his first foul of the evening. And Matheny's shot is up and good. Matheny having quite the night tonight. I believe that marks his 8th point. Matheny's second on the way. It's up and good. The Bears have got it, I think, 41-39. Yep, they just updated the scoreboard. 41-39 our score. They trail it by 2. Cotter's got the basketball. 5 minutes, 48 seconds left here in the ball game. Number 2, that's Morris. He's got it. Morris gets it over to Woods. Woods got it in the corner to Roger. Roger back over to Woods. Woods back to number 2. That's Morris. Morris going to get it over to Benedict. His mid-range jump shot, no good. And Matheny will pull it down here for the Bears. He gets it up to number 34, Braxton Snead, who will control it and going to calm it down here on offense. Back to Matheny, has stopped the key, back over to Snead, now to Nicholson. Nicholson thought about the 3 at the wing, gets it back over to Snead out near the logo. It is getting loud here in Tuckerman. Back to Nicholson, he'll pop a 3, it's no good. Vandiver with the offensive rebound. He's up for 2, and it's good. A good job by Gavin Vandiver down low, and Vandiver has picked up 2 more tonight. Warrior basketball now all knotted up at 41. What a game we've seen tonight, folks. Don't go away. A good finish in score. Cotter with it. Number 23, that's Roger, drives along the baseline. His shot up for 2, and it is good. 43-41 our score. Cotter with it here. Bears with it here. Cotter with the lead. Matheny thought about popping the 3 from the wing. He's going to drive back toward the top of the key, gets it down to number 22, Caleb Michaels, his shot up for 2, and it's good. Caleb Michaels with 2 big shots there in the fourth and third quarter, and that brings the Bears back to knotted up to 43. Number 2, that's Morris with it in the corner here. He's going to put up a mid-range jumper, almost fouled, no call there, and the Bears will get possession back here. Bear basketball now. Matheny in the corner. Matheny's going to pop up a 3. It's off the front of the rim. No good. Cotter with it here, and Cotter is going to get fouled. That was number 23 who had it, David Roger. He's going to get fouled. I'm afraid they called that on Vandiver, and I think that might be his. Let's see who they called it on here. Nope, they're actually going to call that on number 23. They call that foul on number 23, and the Bears don't have a 23. They call it on number 24. I think that is Vandiver. That's his 4th foul, Vandiver's 4th foul. They had the shot or the clock wrong. So Cotter basketball here. Number 13 is going to pop a 3. Woods' shot is no good, and it'll roll out of bounds. They try to get the offensive rebound. It's going to be Bear basketball. So, again, just to clear up there, Vandiver's got his 4th foul. He's going to have to be really careful. They popped 23 there onto the scoreboard, and that was not right. 33-27 left to go here in the 4th quarter. Snead at the logo with it. Got a loud crowd here in Tuckerman. Snead gets it over to Boddy. Boddy going to get it down low to Michaels. Michaels shot up for 2. Counted and a foul. Michaels with it. He's going to get a chance at a 3-point play at the free throw line with 3:13 left to play. What a play, Caleb. They're going to call that foul on number 24. That is, well, let me see here. Number 13. They just updated the scoreboard here from Gavin's foul. That's on Colby Woods. That's his 2nd foul of the night. Caleb Michaels with it at the free throw line. His 3-point attempt shot no good, and the Warriors will pull it down. Jackson with it here. 3 minutes left to go in the 4th quarter. He gets it over to Morris. Morris back to Jackson. Over to Morris again. Morris back to Jackson playing hot potato with it. Now to Benedict. Benedict. Back over to Jackson. Jackson to Morris. Now he's going to get it in the corner to Williams. He's going to drive along the baseline, but they're going to call a travel on Williams, and it's going to be Bear basketball after the turnover. 45-43 our score. Bears lead it by 2, and they've got the basketball. Again, 2:53 left to play here. And the winner must win, or they're going home. Matheny gets it over to Boddy. Boddy at the logo now. Boddy gets it over to Matheny. Matheny near the free throw line. Back to Boddy. Boddy going to drive along the baseline down low. Gets it over to Michaels. His shot no good, but he's fouled. And we'll head back to the line for 2 more shots. 2:34 left to go here in the ball game. Michaels down low getting the foul. The shot no good, but he's going to get a chance at 2 points here anyway. Michaels with quite the night, especially the second half. He's got a good amount of points. I'm going to count them right now, but he's got a good amount. Michaels misses his first attempt, but he's got one more coming here. His shot up and good. Michaels with a good night so far. He puts the Bears up by three, 46-43 yard score, 2:29 left to go, and a bad pass by the Warriors, and the Bears are going to pull it down. A good defense by the Bears to get the basketball, 46-43 with 2:17 left to go. Snead drives down low. They're not going to call a foul, but it's going to roll out of bounds off the hands of the Warriors, and the Bears will retain possession. The Bear basketball here on their end of the floor. Body will pass it in from the baseline. Body going to get it all the way into Matheny. He about went across the half-court line, but he'll retain possession. Matheny with it here. Matheny gives it in the corner to Snead. Snead faked him with a shot there. He's going to dribble near the block, put up a mid-range jumper, and it's blocked by number 33, Cole Tilton. But Vandiver with the rebound puts it back up for two, and it's good. Gavin Vandiver with twice the play down low to get the basketball back. And that puts the Bears up by five, 48-43 our score, timeout Cotter. We'll take a 30-second timeout and be back here in Tuckerman.
Your home is where your memories live. It's where you laugh and where you love. We understand the importance of the valuables under your roof, tangible and intangible alike. So no matter what's around the corner, we'll be there, offering you and your family the support that's made Farm Bureau Insurance a trusted name for over 70 years. You deserve more. You deserve a promise. Visit AFBIC.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
And welcome back here to the Tuckerman High School. We have got about 30 seconds left here in this timeout. We have had quite the fourth quarter, folks. Quite the ball game in general. 48-43 our score. Bears lead it by five. Cotter called the timeout to kind of discuss things, and that's what they're doing right now, trying to motivate his kids to get back from that five-point deficit and bring it back to a tied ball game, or at least take the lead. Both teams break their huddle and head back out, and it's going to be, I believe it's going to be Cotter basketball. It will be. To get things back underway here. A good game so far, folks. 48-43 our score, and we are back underway in minute 53 left in the fourth quarter. Number 25, Adams with it here. Adams going to pop a three from the top of the key. It's off the front of the rim, no good. And Bonnie's going to pull down the rebound, and they're going to call a foul on the Warriors. They're going to call that foul on number three, Isaiah Jackson. That's his first foul of the evening. And I'm believing we've hit five fouls there. And that's going to send Body to the free throw line. We have entered the 1-1 as Cotter has hit their fifth foul. Thankfully, the Bears only have, scoreboard says only one. The Body with the 1-1 here. First shot up on the way. It's up and good. Bolton Body with a good night so far as well. Got a few Bears, I believe, in double figures here. Body with a big shot right here. His second free throw. Dribbles up near the free throw line. It's up and no good off the back of the screen box. And the Warriors pull it down to get possession. Number 25, Adams, will control it for the Warriors. Adams, that's top the key over to Benedict. Benedict going to pop a three. It didn't hit the rim. Rolls out of bounds. And it is going to be Bear basketball. Good defense there by the Bears. And Vandiver's got it here as Body inbounded it. We're going to call a timeout. Braxton Snead with the initiative to call the timeout so that the 10 seconds did not expire there. A good call by him. And we're going to take the timeout with them. Bears call the timeout. We're back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
We're at the Tuckerman High School, 49-43 our score, a minute 25 to go. Bears with the basketball. Do not go away, a good finish in store. Body to inbound it here. Bears lead it by six. But Cotter has destroyed the lead. I think the Bears had a lead by 10 at one point, and so they can definitely come back for sure. Cotter took away the basketball at the mid-floor line from Matheny, and Cotter's able to get the timeout called, and Cotter is going to retain possession. Wow. Quite a series of events there. 49-43, our score, a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. A good ball game so far here in Tuckerman. We've had a lot of good games. Like I mentioned, number 7, Cedar Ridge, knocked off number 6, Cotter, in the girls' game just before ours. And we've got another good game here that's going to go down to the wire. Again, we want to say thanks to some of the folks helping bring you Bear basketball tonight on K-Country 95. That includes Sunset Salon and Barbering in Sayre, Freeman and Woolsey well drilling and pump service up there, Langley Animal Clinic in Sayre, Cooper's Seven Seas Family Farm in Mammoth Springs, Fred O'Neill, attorney at law, and 11 Point River Title Company in Sayre, and Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen in Sayre. Just some of the folks helping bring you Bear basketball tonight on the radio. So again, Cotter will retain possession. They get it into Benedict. Benedict outside for three. It's off the rim. No good. Almost pulled down the offensive rebound. Body controls it, though. Body on the other end. He needs some help, and he's going to get fouled. Body is going to get a foul called. Body is going to go to the free throw line after getting fouled. And Cotter, I believe they're going to call that on number 3. That's his second foul of the game here. So Body at the free throw line. Chance for 2. His first one up on the way. It's up and in. Colton Body coming off the bench for the Bears. Very contributive. Got a second one coming here. Body's second one up on the way, and it's good. The Warriors with the basketball, they've got to push it. 105 left to play here. They're going to have to get some shots up and get them in to try to get back in this basketball game as they trail by 8. And Cotter had an attempt down low. Williams gets the offensive rebound. Williams gets it out to Roger for 3. It's no good. Michaels is going to pull down the rebound. He'll be fouled, and he's going to head to his end of the floor to shoot some free throws. So it's safe to say this ball game is not over, but the Bears are starting to feel a little bit more comfortable. And if Michaels can score these 2 and make it a double-digit lead, Bears will feel pretty comfortable. Michaels with the basketball. First one up on the way. It's good. Caleb Michaels having him a night tonight. We will give you scores right after the ball game is over, so stick around for our post game as well. Michael's second free throw up on the way, and it's good. Warrior basketball now, they are in a hurry. Number 23, Roger with it. Down low, puts up a shot. It's no good. Body's going to pull down the rebound. 10-point lead for the Bears, and they've got the ball. Up to Matheny, now up to Michaels. Michaels, that's a baseline, passed it over to Vandiver. He just was not quite ready for it. And it is going to actually remain Bear basketball. I think they said it went off the hands of number 11, Benedict, there. And the Bears will retain possession on their end. So 33.7 seconds left to go. Nicholson's going to check in here for Vandiver. And Body's going to inbound it from the baseline up to number 34, Braxton Sneed. Sneed's going to get it over to Nicholson. Nicholson gets it back to Matheny. 26 seconds left. They're going to get it over to Body. Body down near the wing. Body with it here. Back out to Sneed. 19 seconds left to go. And if Cotter's going to start fouling, now's the time to do it, and they do so. They call that on number 25. That is Braden Adams. And that's going to be his first foul of the night, I believe. That's actually his second, according to the scoreboard. And Sneed's first free throw up on the way. It is good. And he's another one that's had a pretty good ball game tonight. He's going to have a chance at another free throw. Sneed dribbles it at the free throw line. It's up and off the window. It's good. Bear basketball now. Matheny almost took it away there, but the Warriors will retain possession. Number 23, Rogers, going to drive to his end of the floor. He put it up. His shot no good, but he's fouled and will head to the free throw line. 10.5 seconds left to go. Bears lead it by 12. David Roger at the free throw line here for Cotter. This shot up on the way. It's off the rim. No good. Got one more on the way. Nicholson. Check back in here for Vandiver. They've been swapping them out back and forth. 55-43 left to play. 55-43 our score. 10.5 seconds left to play. And his shot was no good, but he gets the offensive rebound. and it's back up for two, and it's good. Bear basketball here, 3 seconds left to go. Nicholson's got it, and they're going to let the clock run out. And that's going to be the end of the ball game. 55-45, your score. Mammoth Spring Bears will advance in the district tournament and will, I think, play Tuckerman. I believe that's what I said earlier. They will take on Tuckerman in their own gym in just a little bit. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. We'll be back with some post-game stats in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.